So I wanted to start off with a movie. I know this will probably really put you to sleep, but this movie is really old, okay? This is, gosh, I think it came out with the OCS Voice 2007 Ignite materials. But it really is the only video I've ever seen that brings out all of the features of unified communications, Outlook Voice Access, those kind of things. If anything, you can just laugh at the use of Windows Mobile 6 in this video. So let's see if this will work. Let me know if that's too loud or not.
Catherine Berger's office. No, she isn't. Yes, I will certainly let her know that you called.
Does anyone see this?
Red.
What's that? Yes.
Raul, don't tell me. Oh no. She's here.
Jared, she's moved up the meeting.
All right, everyone, cool heads. Conference room in 5 minutes.
Yeah, you saw she moved up the spring issue review.
Emily, it was supposed to be Thursday.
Can I do anything?
Please set up the call and wish us luck.
Good luck.
Is it really so difficult to design a cover that doesn't offend every fundamental standard of fashion sensibility? The Manolos for tomorrow's fitting need to be picked up, and you can inform Philip. I will not approve the trouser spread. The photos look absolutely depressing. Cancel my reservation at La Halle and instead book for 6 at Sapa. Richard is holding 4 boxes of the new Hermes silks, and he's expecting you within the hour. Is the design team ready to review the spring issue?
I've posted a layout and these new collections to a SharePoint.
Make sure you archive the conference and I'll be ready for more Starbucks soon. Is it asking too much to have you return while it's still hot? And Emily?
We're getting to it.
That's all.
This is the old round table?
People, our spring issue cover is just not wonderful yet. These are the collection samples from Kors, Ferretti, and Wang. Arguably the most important bellwether of developing trends. What do we see in common here?
Red?
Brilliant, yes. Red. And yet we've categorically neglected this detail in each and every mock-up of the cover. Now, please share with me your brilliant ideas on how we might salvage this layout.
Welcome. You're connected to Microsoft Exchange.
Calendar for today.
Opening today's calendar. You have a meeting from 1 to 2.
I am running 10 minutes late.
All right. I've sent a message to all attendees.
Directory.
Opening the directory.
Wardrobe.
Calling the office.
Hello, Amy.
Hey, Freddy. I saw that the core samples arrived today. Anything in a 4?
All zeros and 2, sweetie. Wait. Here's a 4.
Be a dear and have it sent up to my desk?
Only because I love you. Ciao.
Tu me diamo dopo, moi.
She's fallen asleep in the sun, just woke up, completely
that
red.
That was Outlook Voice Access.
I must
right
say
there.
I would never truly appreciate the unexceptional aesthetic of that layout if I weren't looking right at it. I will remind you that a million girls would die to have any one of your jobs. That's all. Emily, where is my coffee?
Wardrobe has the Manolos and scarves for tomorrow's fitting. Philip is reshooting the trouser spread. You'll have proofs by 9 a.m. Oh, and you're confirmed at Sapa for 6 people at 9 o'clock. And here's your coffee. Be careful, Catherine. It's hot.
Oh, Emily? That's all.
Unify your universal communication. Anybody else miss those phones? kind of do a little.
Didn't they have them down there launching them?
I think they were launching them, yeah. So there you have it. So like I said, I wanted to give you guys a little bit of a, show you guys a little bit what Outlook Voice Access could do. We're going to do a couple demos that hopefully will work with this. But so here you have it, the voicemail. The poor, abused, neglected, often cursed at, sometimes ignored, actually always ignored, voicemail. The voicemail. So Thomas Edison, he patented it. Early phone operators in the 1900s used it to, they were one of the first people to use it. It became a necessity in 1974 with the advent of the beeper. It's evolved from those old school tape recorders that always seemed to fail when you needed them the most. And then there was those digital machines that never seemed to have enough space when you went on vacation. Voicemail was naturally brought into the enterprise with the PBX, and now with consumer mobile devices. And now with Link, that poor, lowly voicemail has finally made it to the desktop. You guys all feel sorry for the voicemail yet? We use that poor, innocent voicemail for just about everything. Data collection systems, to announcement systems, to caller avoidance systems. Yeah, don't tell me you don't use it for that. Let that go to voicemail. Yeah, we all do it. So, but really, what's the big deal? It's just a voice message, right? Not in 2014, it's not. I need some good music with that. So, come on, we're Microsoft, all right? We're not going to keep things old school for too long. You know, I mean, we took away your beloved start menu. We renamed things on a daily basis. You know how we work, right? So, we've got Outlook Voice Access. So imagine checking your voicemail. Imagine checking your voicemail, your email, your calendar, and be able to reply and manipulate those meetings. All with your voice. This would be great in the car. Auto attendance. You can automate those call flows without having to worry about changing the greeting when you close or when there's a holiday. Imagine just being able to have a number that users can call into or customers can call into to tell them the office is closed due to that 20 inches of snow that just dropped on your town, unless you live in Phoenix. Well, I live in Minneapolis, so that's a normal day. So it'd have to be 3 feet of snow. So multiple languages. So you could speak your customer's language in 26 different ways. Voice recognition and automated menus, all in your chosen language. And it's also, user can change their default language as well. Discovery search. So you can take control of those voicemails. Okay, you can use the same mechanisms that we use for legal hold and search in exchange. And you could search those voicemails just as you do a regular email or an IM by using keywords, senders, recipients, time frames, things like that. Personal attendance or call answering rules or find me, follow me. I like the words personal attendance, personal voice attendance, because I've always wanted to have my own personal attendant to do whatever I ask, like Scott. To empower your users, you can have them create their own personal call answering rules based on calendar status, based on out of office, or even by the caller themselves. And finally, we have protected voicemail. So you can protect those voicemail messages just like you do all your other communications, prevent them from being forwarded, copied, sent outside of your organization, or even to the guy next door. Pretty cool stuff. Huh? It's not just voicemail anymore. First, we have Outlook Voice Access. So you guys know it as subscriber access, you know, voicemail access, well, whatever the old school PBXs used to call it. This is about as traditional as Exchange is going to get with voicemail. But, of course, we being Microsoft, we like to put in a little bit of a twist with it. With Outlook Voice Access, you can increase your productivity of those remote users, and those on-the-go workers by giving them access to voicemail, give them access to their email, and the ability to manipulate their calendars using voice commands. You heard in the video, she was manipulating your calendar by saying, hey, I'm going to be 5 minutes late, which then changed the Outlook, the meeting invite, and notified the others that she was going to be 5 minutes late. So in this day and age of texting and driving being bad, checking email and driving being bad, and God forbid looking at your radio these days, you know, Outlook Voice Access could be a solution to provide your users in this whole war against inattentive drivers. So like I said, So here we see an email. Here we see she's going to be 5 minutes late. Here we see an email that was being read to you over the phone from Scott to me. By the way, Scott's back there in the black shirt, so if you want to heckle him, he'll be heckling me, of course. I'm going to use him in a lot of my examples because he's my personal assistant. Right, Scott?
Sure. Sorry about breakfast this morning.
So, yeah, if I fall over because I'm hungry, save me. So, hey, are we going to that secret Microsoft party tonight, Scott? I can respond and say, no, I'm too busy, that kind of stuff. Whoops. So, you guys want to see it?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. So, like I said, these are demos. Maybe I didn't say it. Just to preface this, these are demos. This is Exchange and Link running on my laptop. Okay? So, this may or may not run perfectly. Would you guys run Exchange and Link on your laptops? Probably not. So let's see here. All right. So what we're going to do here is we are logged in. So we're at Tailspin Toys at the moment. Hope you guys can see this. Yep. And we're going to go ahead and call Katie's voicemail. And my notes just went away. There we go. So let's go ahead and call Katie's voicemail. Let's just hear it.
No new voice messages and no new email messages. Your next meeting is at 9:30 a.m. Please save voicemail, email, calendar, personal contacts, directory, or personal options.
Email.
Opening your mailbox. First, a message from Holly Holt, titled Contoso Scripts. Arrived Thursday.
Hi, Katie. I left you a voicemail regarding those scripts. Do you have them? Thanks. Holly. Hi, Katie. I left you a voicemail regarding those scripts. Do you have them? Thanks. Holly.
Reply.
End of message. I didn't catch that. End of message. You can say, play, next, delete message, reply.
Reply.
Reply all, mark as unread. I didn't catch that. Here's what you can say.
Reply.
Next, unread, previous.
Feedback.
I'm sorry I couldn't help you. Returning to the main menu. If you'd
like
to use
demo strikes again.
Press...
It's probably because of the mic, the positioning. So normally if you're in the car, you could say, or you're on the phone, you could say reply. You'll say your message. You'll say, I believe you say, I'm done. It will then send the message. And actually, I think I have an example of what that looks like here in my... voicemail, actually, in this one here. If it ever opens, I can kind of show you what one looks like. Here we go. So here is an option. Hopefully you guys can see that. So here you can see this is a response I did via the voice when I was testing this. It also could be my Minnesota accent. Who knows? Holly, I'll send those when I'm good and ready. Thanks, Katie. I did that with my voice, and it sent her back an email provided by Microsoft Speech Technology. So there you go. Hopefully, I wish that would have worked a little bit better, but... So. We can also do that with a calendar as well, but I'm not going to try that now because it'll probably... We'll probably get feedback, and it probably won't work. But so the other cool thing here is if I go over to, you can also do it in different languages as well. Like I said, we have multiple language support. So here I have our friend Nuno, who is out of our Mexico City office, and obviously his default language is probably going to be Spanish, most likely. So he is actually going to. Whoops, I'm sorry. We're going to check his voicemail.
Bienvenido a la configuración de Outlook Voice Access, donde los nuevos usuarios pueden configurar su correo de voz. Ahora, por favor, grabe su nombre y su saludo personalizado. Su nombre grabado con su propia voz ayuda a quien llama a identificar su buzón. Diga.
Cool. Let's save the questions till after so that they all get on to the recording. Kind of. So cool, right? Come on, guys, wake up. I know it's the morning in Vegas. Come on, wake up. Woo! Come on. OVA, woo! Nah, that works too. So if you're one of the first 50 callers, I'll throw in auto attendance for free. All right? So let's check out what those things are. So auto attendance. So you can create, they automate your call flow. They have an attendant that will automatically answer the phone. You can create customizable greetings. You can create interactive menus using voice interaction that can change based on business hours, major holidays, things like that. You can change that, and you don't have to go in and go, oh, I forgot to change the voice message or the attendant before I left. Automatically, if it's Christmas, it will change to the holiday greeting if you want. Okay, so you can have your typical, here you have your typical welcome to Tailspin Toys, your interactive menu, press 1 for sales or say sales, press 2 for support or say support. You know, here we have one that's a informational message saying from a holiday greeting saying welcome to Tailspin, but we are closed on Christmas Day and we'll reopen at 9 a.m. on December 26th. And then we have another one here that's a informational greeting where, hey, we're closed today because of the inclement weather. We'll be closing our offices at noon. Thank you. Call this if you have other things or whatever. So a lot of things you can do with auto attendance to just inform people or get them to the right place when they call your location. It's cool, right? So that's great, but back now, because I like you, well, almost everybody except for that guy, and Ben as well.
Thank you.
I will give you 26 fabulous languages as a special bonus, absolutely free. So we have multiple language support. So you can, like I said, you can speak your customer's language easily with Exchange's multiple language support. You load them up, we'll spit them out. It's probably a bad way to put that. So imagine your auto attendance in Spanish or Espanol. I have no idea what that says, by the way. So imagine your holiday announcements in French. And then imagine your, how'd that get there? Imagine your informational announcements in, if anybody can name that language, they win something. In Klingon. Before Jamie Stark runs in here and shuts me down and uses a neutralizer like in Men in Black to erase your memory, I gotta say that Klingon's not one of the 26 languages, but you get the point. You can use different languages for different things to support your customers. That would be really cool though if it was there. I know Bing Translate does that. That's how I figured that out, how I got that. Wow, that could have been bad. I mean, really, have you ever dealt with our legal department? It's like one day you're here, next you're floating out in space because you happened to post on Facebook that you thought that Vista wasn't really that bad. Imagine if they see this. Woo, I'm a dead man. All right, so discovery search. So are you one of those organizations that has more lawyers than IT staff? You know, stricter regulations than the Nevada State Athletic Commission has on boxing and UFC? I mean, really, anybody follow that stuff? That stuff's really strict. So with Discovery Search, you can meet your compliance regulations and you can give that work to someone else instead of you having to go search for those things. Using Outlook Web Access, your compliance officers can perform discoveries, place users into legal hold, extract those transcribed voicemails, I'd say that again, transcribed voicemails, out there for compliance and legal purposes. And again, like I said, all without bothering you before you've had that third Mountain Dew of the day. All right, so here you see a voicemail that is transcribed almost too well. If you've ever seen voicemail preview, you can see here that it's been saying this is Alex, I'm talking to this, blah, blah, blah. I can search this, and I can pull it up just as I do any other email, instant message, conference whiteboard, those kind of things, however you're doing your archiving in Exchange. Pull those up the same way. Cool, right? So, you know, I'm not a sales guy. I'm just an engineer. I love the technical stuff. This feature, though, is already there. It's nothing special. You get it anyway, but it's pretty cool. It's personal voice attendance, also known as call answering rules and find me, follow me, those kind of things. So your users can create their own custom menus within OWA, Outlook Web Access, not Office, never mind, Office Web App. So your users can create their own menus and follow them, to find them and follow them wherever they go via voicemail. It's a mobile world. You can't expect everybody to be sitting, you know, chained to their desk. Well, depending on where you work, I guess. But you can easily direct callers based on free busy. And I'm going to go ahead and zoom in here. I'm going to go ahead and zoom in so you guys can see this. If the zoom works. There we go. So you can see here we have an out of office where you've reached a. So because I'm out of office, I have the purple here. You can see it's purple, so therefore I'm out of the office. So it's gone to a different call answering rule that says you've reached ACAB's BFE, I'm out of the office, and I can't take your call. Press 1 to be connected to Premier. Press 2 to be connected to my manager. Press 3 to leave a voicemail based on my status. And let's do that, and let's see. So you can see we have another one here where, let's zoom in. Come on. Zoom. There we go. So you see one here that's, I'm in a meeting, just a regular meeting, so I'm busy. So I'm in a meeting with my manager in the dungeon. I have a mean manager. No, I don't. But so right, because I'm busy, it's going to go automatically go into voicemail. Oops. And one more, you can see here that because I've got a call from a caller here, from an actual customer, from a specific number or specific person, it's going to go straight to another call answering rule that says, you know, I'm on a call right now. If this is, you know, if it depends on the customer if you want those to go different places, or depending on the number, if it's your wife calling, you know, or whatever, you want that to go to something else, you know, or however you want to manipulate that. Cool? I suppose you want to see that. All right. How are we doing? Still awake? Are we still awake? Come on. Already? I know it's Vegas now. All right, so we're going to go over to, let's see here. We're going to log in back as Katie again. And we're in her Office web app. So you can see here, we have a couple rules already created for Katie. She has her I'm on vacation rule. And she has her I'm busy rule. And she has her free, come find me. As you can see here, and it might be a little hard to see, I apologize. So this is her on vacation rule, and you can actually order these. But you see here, Katie's on vacation after the call arrives, and my automatic replies are turned on. So once the OOF is on, go ahead and play this one. Do the following. So we're going to press pound to leave a voice message. Press 2, and yes, I had to kind of manipulate the system a little bit, because if it doesn't understand something, it will spell it out. So for whatever reason, it doesn't understand link. So I had to say link help desk, because phonetically, I had to play with it. But you may find that with other things, too, as well, that it just may not understand. So, but link help desk, press 1 to be transferred, or press 2 to be transferred to her attendant, or her assistant, Spencer Lowe. She has her I'm busy rule. Her status is busy or away. Here's a different menu where I press pound to leave a voice message. These aren't very complex, but you kind of get the point, I think, of how these work. Press 1 to be transferred to my assistant, or press 2 to the link help desk. And Katie's free, but she's running around. She's mobile, on her link mobile maybe, or some other method. Schedule shows I'm free. Despite the caller at these options, press pound to leave a voice message. Press 1 to find me. And let me show you the press 1 to find me. So here you see, whoops, and I believe Paul's going to go into this a little bit more, I believe, in his session on setting these up. But you can see here, Katie is free. That's the, you name it. Schedule shows that I'm free. Provide a caller with these options. You can edit the options. So here we have one that says leave a voice message, which is always the default. And then one, come find me. And I'll click on Find Me so you can see. So here with Find Me, I can say for, to find me, find something, press 1 for this or press 2 for this, and then call these numbers in order for however many seconds. I want 10 seconds, 5 seconds, almost like a mini hunt group in a way, or a team call. Pretty cool, huh? Awesome. I like that word. So let's go ahead and try that out. So you can see here, this is Katie's Outlook. You see she is in a, well, today's Wednesday. Let's look at Wednesday. So she's here somewhere. Say hi to Katie. So she's at Voice 305 today. She also has a meeting with the Bobs as well. So right now she is, let's see here. So she's probably busy at the moment. What time is it? It's 9:01. She has a meeting at 9:30 with the Bobs. Let's go ahead and move this up just to make her busy. Well, she's busy no matter what. So let's go ahead. We will log into, let's say Nuno wants to call Katie. Because she's busy. And of course it's here. We'll go ahead and ignore
that. You have reached the mailbox of Katie Jordan. For my assistant, press 1 to be transferred to Spencer Lowe. For the LYNC help desk, press 2 to be transferred to Link help desk. To leave a voice message, press the pound key.
So, but I mean, instead of you having to create these 4 individual users like we had to do in the old PBX days, you can just tell the users to go out to OWA, create their own, and they can do their own rules. So let's see here. So like I said, I can go ahead and change. So I set up her out of office. Come on, let's go. So right now she's not out of office. Let's go ahead and turn on her out of office. She's here at my session. Say okay. And let's have Nuno call her again. So Nuno is just really persistent. Of course, it's going to ring, even though because she's online already. I didn't take her off.
You have reached the mailbox of Katie Jordan for Link Help Desk. Press 1 to be transferred to Link Help Desk.
No, it's a different menu.
For
straight
my
to
assistant.
Saying, hey, where's the help desk?
Press or 2 to be
press
transferred
one for the help
to
desk, press
Spencer
Lowe.
Different
to menu.
Leave a voice message,
because
press
based
the pound
on statuses. Key. Okay? You can also do it by caller. If a certain caller comes in, send to this menu. Okay? Okay, so like I said, Brian Neese, if you went to his ICE session, he made a rule that in order for this to be a 300-level session, that we have to have at least one PowerShell commandlet. So here's your one PowerShell commandlet. Hopefully you guys can read this. I made it yellow and big. So you can see here we're going to do a get. If you want to look and see what answering rules that certain users have set up already, or if you want to create one, you can do it via PowerShell as well. But here we have get call answering rule. Get UM call answering rule, mailbox, so you have to put the mailbox name in, and then obviously I want to format that as a list. And here you can see I can actually view what that user has done. So if we scroll up here a little bit, so we can see here, obviously we have a GUID. Whether or not it's enabled, whether or not it's checking for automatic replies. So this is saying if the automatic replies are turned on, callers can interrupt, so I can stop the greeting and just say, Spencer Lowe, press 1, whatever. The key mappings, this is the name, obviously, the priority, so we can actually prioritize them. And then, obviously, the settings. And here's the second one, same thing. Notice check automatic replies is off on this one, so we're not checking to see if OOF is turned on. So there you go. That is how you can actually manage them from the administrative area. Level. So, cool. Does that seem like something you guys would use? You deploy out to your users? Seems like it'd be useful, right? I know I use it. When you call me, I have different menus set up for different occasions. Works really well. Because I almost never answer my phone. I use voicemail as my caller avoidance system. Mostly for Scott. That was personal voice attendance, or find me, follow me. There we go. All right. So the last one is going to be protected voicemail. And this is probably the icing on the cake, right? Protected voicemail. You can protect your voicemails from unauthorized disclosures, whether you want to keep your voicemails from being forwarded outside of your organization or just to the cube next door. You can keep those voicemails protected using rights management services, using Outlook protection rules. We have some built-in rules that are automatically there no matter what. Data loss protection, you can apply those rules as well to voicemails. And like I said, you can just prevent those from being forwarded or copied or sent or even printed in some cases. And the best part, this is all included with Windows Server for RMS and Exchange, it's already built in. Obviously, CALs are going to apply. I believe you need the Enterprise CAL for this. So here's a scenario. Maybe you've seen this. Maybe you haven't. So we have a voicemail, okay? In cubicle C129, you have a bandit. No, not that bandit. This bad guy, all right? So said bandit has some juicy information in a voicemail that he just got, and he wants to forward it out to his friends. Well, you never know, it could be them. I mean, I never did trust that Chandler guy. So you're the smart admin though, right? You have rights management, Outlook protection rules, and DLP in place, and you go ahead and put those in place, and it stops that message cold from getting to his chatty little friends. You've just protected your voicemails from leaving the environment and possibly having a data leakage if that's a concern for you. I know it is for us, obviously. So, and Mr. Bandit is foiled again. Very cool. So now we're going to watch the scene from Smoking the Bandit where Buford T. Justice leaves the bandit a voicemail. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Well, let's go see how that works. So this one's very, very short. So we're going to go over to client two where Holly, actually I take that back. We're going to go to client one where Holly has her voicemail. And you can't see a thing, right? Just trust me, it's happening. There we go. Technical difficulties, please stand by. So as you can see here, we have a voicemail. Oops. We have a voicemail and, oh, I can't forward. I can reply, but I cannot forward. Can I print it? No. I cannot print it either. I can mark it as junk, because it probably is. But it's a real live voicemail.
Hi, Holly. This is Katie Jordan. I was calling about the scripts you wrote for the Woodgrove Bank project. I would like to use them for the Contosa project that we're bidding on. Can you call me back as soon as you can? Thanks.
Because Holly Hat was enabled in rights management for to be able to listen to this voicemail, she can listen to it. But I cannot forward it to anyone else because they are not authorized to receive that voicemail. Well, I'm sorry, they are not authorized to forward that. And so we can show you exactly so how you set that up. There's a couple simple ways to do it in your dial plan. So here we have our dial plans. She's a part of the Redmond dial plan. If we go into the default mailbox policy, you can see we have protected voicemail there. It's built in. And here we can actually, by default, say, protect all voice messages from unauthenticated callers. This basically just prevents forwarding and playback in some cases. So you can actually force them to play back on the phone so they have to listen to it privately instead of on speakerphone or via their computer speakers or whatever the case may be. You don't necessarily need RMS for it, but it makes it better so you can actually control who can use it. And then you can actually give them a message saying if they don't have RMS support, they're on a device that doesn't support RMS for whatever reason, some Androids, things like that. Sorry, you don't have access to hear this message. So it's not too difficult just to turn it on, but if you want to get more granular with it, you'll need a RMS and Outlook protection rules for that, which is becoming a little more prevalent now as organizations are getting more secure. So that's protected voicemail right there. So not much to it, okay, but it protects it. It just protected me from sending that voicemail out. And my boss is happy. I hope he is. I probably should have just put on the movie. It's probably more entertaining than I am. No, Scott, I don't have Star Trek. So you've seen the features, right? And you're all ready to deploy it, right? Ready to go. Well, these are a few things I want you to think about before you go ahead and deploy. Just flip it on for everybody, enable all the features, and then wonder why your Exchange servers just kind of die after that. Nobody's ever done that, right? Ever. I'm a PFE, I know better. So, sizing performance. First off, remember, in Exchange 2013, UM is automatically installed on the mailbox and CAS rolls in Exchange 2013. What's the name of the service on the CAS roll? What do we actually call it? Paul and Scott are not able to, can't respond.
UM call router.
Thank you. The UM call router service is on the CAS. If you want a little more information on that, Paul's session will have all sorts of really good information on how Exchange 2013 works with unified messaging now, all the changes. So because it's enabled by default, it's there already, this is going to impact your storage, your bandwidth, and the resources that you apply. You can't just go with the minimums. If you're going to use unified messaging, you can't just use the minimums or less than the minimums and expect this all to work the way it should. You saw how it worked on my laptop. Choppy voice, things like that. Obviously, I'm on a VM, 6 gig of RAM, I think I gave Exchange, which obviously isn't enough. We all know that. But you can see how a lack of resources can definitely affect voice. And if you've ever deployed, obviously, enterprise voice with Link, you know how resources can affect call quality on enterprise voice. It's not working. So remember that voicemail preview, if you enable it, it is enabled by default, but if you decide to enable it, it will use 100% of one CPU core for 60 seconds to transcribe that a single 30-second voicemail. One entire core. So just remember that when you're planning your CPU sizes or if you're virtualizing, if you decide to give that just two cores, remember one of those are going to be used, and it probably, if it can't transcribe that message, it's just going to give up and go on, and you won't have transcribed messages.
On the CAS or the
mailbox?
Mailbox.
He asked if it was on the CAS or the mailbox server. It's always on the mailbox. The average voicemail size, average, is going to be about 100 KB. Okay, so you want to think about that. Your average voicemail sizes, you want to start looking at metrics for your organization. What's your average voicemail size right now? How many voicemails do they get per day? And then start planning. How much storage do you need to support all those voicemails in your organization? Because you may not store them right now in Exchange. You might store them in another system. So you want to think about those things. That's the average 30-second voicemail using the default MP3 codecs. If you use Waves, GSM, those are going to be a little bit larger. Okay. So, and like I said, when you enable enterprise voice, you start using it, it may change how and where you distribute your users. You may decide to stick your heavier, you know, auto attendance and your heavier voicemail users on different clusters. You may decide to put them in different sites, possibly, things like that. So it'll make you think about how you're going to distribute your users. So, but of course, the Exchange calculator is going to figure all of this out for you, right? Right? It's all there, right? They've already taken care of me. It's all on the calculator. Nope. So do you see anything there that says UM? I don't see anything. Sorry, the calculator is not going to help you with the UM. Okay, so you're going to have to do some manual calculations and add it to that. Hopefully someday we will have some data to put in there, and hopefully we'll be able to at some point add some calculations into that. But currently there aren't any ways to put those numbers in for voicemail. So you have to manually add that to whatever the calculator spits out, add your UM, and obviously Link if you're doing archiving, things like that, UCS, those kind of things. You want to add those into your calculations outside of the calculator. So you want to plan for that. Sorry. Someday we'll have that. So the other thing, like I said, we have language packs, 26 in all. Please don't install all 26. You don't need all 26, unless maybe you do. You might have a multinational organization, but then you probably have Exchange servers in different countries, things like that. But don't throw all 26 on there if you can help it. So like I said, each language pack will consume resources. Okay, they need to run something, they need to run back in memory. Don't install more than needed. Or if you do need to install a whole bunch of them, plan accordingly. Think about it. You know, add more CPU, add more RAM to those, add more disk space, those kind of things. The more you have installed, the more it's going to impact your GAL and OAV generation times. Okay, so it's going to generate a new grammar file for each language that's installed. And this happens at night when the OAB runs. Okay, and if you're already having issues where things aren't finishing, backups, OABs, all that stuff, which has changed a little bit in 2013, but if those aren't finishing in time and you add more languages, this could actually stretch that out and you may not get them to generate fully overnight. And then, like I said, there's only one default language per dial plan. Okay, but as an admin, you can actually go in and change your auto attendant or your subscriber access. You can actually go in and change those default languages if you want to something else, even though the dial plan is set to another. Users can select their own language if it's installed in OWA, so that, and then obviously they'll get OWA in Spanish, and then they'll get their voicemail in Spanish, things like that, like we heard with Nuno. I hope I'm saying his name right. And then, like I said, admins can change that default language in auto attendants after you create them. And English cannot be uninstalled. Sorry. That actually will break UM because that is the default language. Okay. Voicemail preview, like I said, we have 26 languages, but voicemail preview itself, the transcription service, is only available in English, Canadian English, or Minnesotan, French, Italian, Polish, Portuguese, and Spanish. So if you want voicemail preview, it's only available right now in those languages. So with all this, with Exchange 2013, you truly can have, and you get all of these features together, you can truly have unified messaging. Okay? All of this for the low price of something 95, and I take Visa, MasterCard, Bitcoin, those kind of things. Just pay at the door. No, but you get all these things included with unified messaging. You can really bring everything together. It really kind of puts the icing on the cake with Link. So I have a couple of housekeeping slides I have to show you. So remember, we have a pavilion downstairs, demo speakers, Link room systems, those kind of things. There's a bar down there, which is always good. Drink before you do a demo. Launch somebody. We have the attendee party coming up tonight. Tonight. See, I don't know what day it is anymore. I don't get out much. Hands-on labs, don't forget those. You can always try these things. I believe there is a UM lab down there where you can actually try installing UM. And then Link Room System demos, where you can go play with Link Room Systems. Those are pretty cool. MyLink, if you guys haven't seen it, you can go ahead and access this via your mobile phone. You can also do evals on MyLink. Make sure you do evals, please, good or bad. 5 is good or bad, but the answer is always 5 when you're doing evals for me anyway. All right? So, but if you do your evals, you can win prizes, things like that. You can do it mobile or out on the website, but please do your evals. I'll open it up to questions. Thank you all for coming and dealing with this here on Wednesday morning in Vegas. Hope I didn't put you all to sleep. Thank you.